Dear listener, as soon as our editor, Michael Merriweather, sent us the third manuscript written by the mysterious Ulysses Moore, we rushed to publish it as soon as possible. You have no idea how impatiently we wait for his emails. Each time he writes, we scan through the pages hoping to find out something new about this baffling town and its mysterious people. Like us, you'll notice that in this book there's no shortage of surprises. Your friends at Brilliance Audio. From Michael Merriweather. Date, July 14th, 2006, 1:56 p.m. To the editors at Brilliance Audio. Subject, The Mystery Continues.
Here's the translation of Ulysses Moore's third journal. What I have discovered is utterly incredible. But before you start listening to the journal, I must tell you what happened last week. I was told there's a tourist bookstore in Ermington, a town not far from my bed and breakfast. I rushed there hoping to learn more about Kilmore Cove. I searched through the books, manuscripts, notebooks, maps and charts, legends and stories on Cornwall without finding anything. I found nothing, nada, zip on Kilmore Cove. It's almost as if the town does not exist. Disgusted that I failed to find even the smallest clue, I went to an outdoor cafe for a cup of coffee. At first, I didn't notice a distinguished-looking gentleman sitting at the table next to me, and now, no matter how hard I try to picture him, I only remember a huge mustache and a white linen shirt. When I finished, I went inside to pay. When I came out, I found this book on my table. The Curious Traveler, a mini-guide to Kilmore Cove and its surroundings. Trembling, I opened the little book. On the first page, in a handwriting...